Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you can hear. We have a little something going on. Hold on a second. Oops, our engineers have been notified, and we'll get this fixed in many cases. It will work this out a second time if you try again. I do not know what's going on here, but anyway, we have with us tonight, we may have to have Chris call in again, but we have Chris Kaler, and I'm thinking we might have to do that. Chris is a holistic practitioner, a holistic energy practitioner. Let me bring Chris on and let's see what we can accomplish here.
Hi, Rose. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you? We seem to be
never
having...
better. Thank you.
Are you hearing an echo, Chris?
Not me, no.
Okay, because I'm getting an echo. It's really weird.
Let me call you back. Sometimes it helps if I call you back.
Yeah, give that a try. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, if anybody can hear me. We're going to have Chris call back in because something... We had a little bit of technical problem, but while Chris is calling back in, I would like to say good evening to everyone and to welcome you. You know what? I may have to call back in. Hang in there, folks. Hi,
Rose,
Chris.
Are you there?
I'm
Hi. Here.
Is that
better?
No, now I have both of us echoing. Okay. It could be a problem with the Blog Talk Radio. I don't know. I'm not the most technical of people here.
Anything done over the computer is always a hassle.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the show actually goes smoothly. All right, you know what we'll do? I'm going to put you on hold a second, Chris.
Okay.
Okay, people. I just want to say good evening to everyone, and that I am so happy you're here with us, and I would like to thank the founders of the Stake Network for giving me this opportunity to present the show to you weekly. And let's see. I'm not quite sure you're all hearing the show right now. Give me one second, please. Okay, I'm back. I just verified that we are being heard. So let me just announce that if you would like to call us in, the number here in the studio is 347-677-0699. And please do call in, and please do call in and speak to Chris and I. And now I'm going to bring in Chris, and he can tell you more of what he does. And you can also go to Violet Rose Reiki on Facebook to find out more about this episode and more about Chris. And you can also find the call-in number there. Hi, Chris. We are.
Hi, Rose. We didn't pick it up, don't we?
Yeah, I have verified that the show is being heard. So.
Well, hallelujah.
I just happen to be getting an echo. I'm getting, you know, twice the show here.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but hey, this is good. You know, if you want to hear something once, it's even better to hear it twice.
I'm having no problems on my end.
Good. Okay. So, Chris, I know from what I've read about you, it says that you are a holistic energy worker. You work intuitively with modalities such as dowsing, metaphysical tools, radionics, etc.
Correct.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about you, yourself, how you came to do what you do, and all that good stuff.
Well, let's start right from the beginning. I started doing this type of work. It was about 6 years ago I started getting into it. Before I was doing any type of healing, I was in the printing industry for 30 years. That was my trade. That's what I did for a living. I really loved it. I was quite proficient at it. And at the time, I was married to someone who had a rare disease called scleroderma. So it was about 8 years ago that she passed away. And the old saying goes, one door closes, another door opens. So after she passed away, I kind of looked at my finances and I thought, you know what, I'm going to retire for a while. I'm going to take some time off. Been working pretty hard since I was 16 years old, and I thought it'd be a good time to put my feet up and recoup a little bit. So what happened is I retired, and about 6-7 months later, I met some people who do this type of work. And, you know, I started talking with them and kind of took a little interest in it. And, you know, long story short, started meeting more people who do this type of work, started taking some courses, started looking more into it, and found that I was, you know, actually very intuitive as far as using energy. And I just went with it. And I met somebody in Lacombe, Alberta, who does this as a business. I looked at his business plan. I looked at his clinic. And I thought, you know what, I could do this. This is really cool. So here I am today. I've got an office in a holistic healthcare center in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I've got a large office with back-to-back appointments, 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. So that's where I started. And what I did with the work that I do is, like I said, I took some courses, but more importantly, I developed my own way of doing things, which in itself means that I'm not really following anybody. I'm thinking outside the box as far as what a health problem can be, might be. So there's really no parameters that I follow. And it's working very, very well for me. So I always start, it's a two-part system. I start with dowsing with a pendulum with a series of charts that I've developed. And again, everything within the charts is outside the box. If you can imagine somebody who goes deep sea diving and they have the bends and they come up and they've got an illness, well, why can't you have that bend illness from not deep sea diving? So that's kind of the way I think outside the box.
Can you please explain
once I find out what the health?
Can you explain to my listeners what dowsing with a pendulum is? Because not everybody has done it or has experience with what dowsing actually is.
Sure. Dowsing with a pendulum is you've got a pendulum. Mine's a crystal on a chain. You know, swing it back and forth over a series of semicircle charts with different words on them. And I ask a question. I'll ask, where is the lowest level of vitality within a person's body? So the person's going to tell me the symptoms that they're going through. And then my guides in the pendulum are going to direct me to what area to work on first. Let's say you've got a pain within your abdomen. It could be your liver or your gallbladder, and it's going to tell me within a 99% accuracy rate, is it the liver, the gallbladder, the stomach, the duodenum, whatever. And then it's
so
also
the
going to tell
me. So the person is laying down when you're doing this with the crystal?
Well, the person is either sitting in my office or they're sitting at home in whatever city or country they live in. I do this work over Skype and the telephone in every country around the world. I've got clients in Kuwait, Australia, lots in the United States. So it doesn't matter where you are, energy is energy, and it goes everywhere. So the pendulum tells me where to work and what the health problem is, whether
but
it's a virus.
How does it tell you that? In other words, do you have a diagram of a person that you're holding this pendulum over?
Well, the chart is a semicircle chart with words going around the chart, swing towards the word, and that's what it's gonna. That's where I get the information from.
Now I got it. Great, cool concept.
Oh yeah, works very well. I actually took a course on dowsing, and the course that they sent me, it didn't make any sense to me, so I threw it all out and just made my own chart.
You remind me of me because I went and I already took about a couple of courses in the Ewan method, and I'm learning this and they have the protocols and all of the stuff, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, I don't get it. And I had done a couple of practice, you know, with other students there, and at one point I got so frustrated and I just went all intuitive. I said, you know, I'm sick of this. And I just zeroed into this person's body with my intuitive skills only. And the teacher there is like, the intern is like, oh, you got it. And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't do it your way. I did it my way.
Yeah, so, with a lot of courses will get you started.
Yeah.
And then you end up taking it and making it your own.
Exactly. So, okay, so you do the dowsing. And then what else were you saying you do?
Once I find out the area and the stressor to remove, whether it's a virus, bacterial infection, parasite, or something like that, I also look for spiritual components such as spiritual attachment, any type of dark magic being placed upon a person, any type of negativity like that I work within. I also look at the chakra system, the aura, make sure everything's connected, make sure nothing's missing, and make sure nothing needs to be enhanced. So there's a lot of contributors that could be within a health problem. The more chronic a health problem is, the more contributors there are. So once I find out what to work on, I have a series of energy tools that I use. One is, the particular one I use is a pyramid. It has five specific tiers on it, so it's five pyramids in one, and it's loaded up with crystals and magnets and sacred geometry and different things like that. And what this tool does is it amplifies my intent. It amplifies the quantum energy to go in at a deeper level and to neutralize or eliminate the frequency of whatever it is that's causing the health problem.
Okay. Now, you also work with something called a triple pyramid?
Yeah, the triple pyramid is basically the same as the five-tier pyramid that I use. It's just a smaller version, and that's one that I sell on my website. The five-tier pyramid, I might sell to some people, but it's extremely powerful, and if it's in the wrong hands, it can do some damage. So we're careful on who we sell the five pyramid to. But the triple is very, very easy to use. You can load that one up with crystals yourself too, and make it your own pyramid, and they work very well to hang over your bed or to actually hold against a person to remove a health problem or an energy.
Cool. Yeah, guys, if you want to check out Chris's website, please go to www.chriskehler, that's chriskehler.net, and you can check him out there. There's also, and you'll see it on his website, you can watch his YouTube videos, which is great, and you can find him on Facebook too.
Exactly.
Definitely. Take a look.
Social media.
Yeah. So you and I have in common also, Chris, using of this magnificent stone called shungite.
Oh, yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, shungite was introduced to me by my mentor, the guy who makes my tools. He is one of the most energetic people you'll ever meet in your life. His main job is to clear the earth grid of negativity, so that the earth can go into fifth dimension consciousness, which is happening in a couple of days, as a matter of fact. So he introduced me to shungite, and I did a lot of research on it, of course. My pyramid contains shungite. Shungite is a healing type of stone, just like quartz and rose quartz and tourmaline and all these different stones have their purposes. Shungite has got some really unique purposes on its own. It has three different things you can do with it. Number one, if you use it in water, it's going to remove impurities from the water. So the molecule of the shungite is much like a carbon molecule where it's absorbent. Okay, it's called a fullerene. It also is going to add all 98 different mineral components you need into your water so that you can get a mineral supplement within your water. Okay. What it also does is it puts healing energies into the water. And shungite, one unique property is that it's programmable. So if you've got a glass full of shungite water and you've got a crystal wand or one of my beamers or any kind of energy tool, or if your intent is strong enough and your energy is high enough, you can put intent in that water for it to go into your body and heal or charge any area you want. So that's what I really like about shungite. It's programmable, which is really cool. So shungite you can get in pyramid form, you can get spheres, you can get crystals for water, you can get many, many different forms of it to do different things. So I've been selling a lot of that on my website, especially the water stones. They're inexpensive and they work really, really well.
Wow, I did not know you can program the shungite, although I've worked with crystals for a long time. I should have, but when I was introduced to shungite, I read about it. I thought it was great. And my friend who is the owner of a crystal shop here on Long Island called the Mystical Crystal They're also on Facebook, guys. If you want crystals, check out the Mystical Crystal in Oceanside. Look up the Mystical Crystal here on Facebook. I bought the shungite from her and put it in a glass bottle of water. And my intent when I was putting it in, I guess this was intent without really intending to intend, but I had dropped the shungite in the water and I said, you know, I'm dropping this in here so that the properties of the shungite keep me healthy and that no disease or bacteria or anything bad enter my body. And if it does, that the shungite, you know, dissolve it. And I got to tell you, I mean, Chris, I did that back in 2010 or 11, and I used to get frequent colds. I haven't had a cold since. Nothing. Everything's wonderful. Between the shungite and the Reiki I do, it's like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, shungite is amazing. It does have a lot of different purposes, and it is a very multi-purpose type of stone.
Yeah, and so you're talking about beamers. You have a crystalline beamer with shungite.
Yes, the beamer is it's actually a copper tubing coated with gold and platinum, and it has a tip on it. And what it represents is just like a crystal wand, okay? So mm-hmm. So it is a wand-type tool, and it is charged with the frequency of the five noble gases, which do something, you know, a little different than just using a pyramid. And then when you incorporate shungite into the tool, it raises it up to another level. So it uses the energy of shungite to do the job. So what the beamer is really good for is if you're working on a little area on the body, a little pain or just one specific area that you want to target, it works very well. And that, of course, again, is an intended tool. You hold on to it, point it at the person and tell it what to do, remove a virus, relieve pain, whatever you want to do. They work very well for that.
Yes, I guess in my intent to not consciously intent, I did a good thing. what else? You know what? I know you also do radionics. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, radionics, I got into radionics before I started doing raw energy, let's call it. Radionics is the use of frequency. Everything in our body vibrates at a specific frequency. So if you imagine an opera singer singing at a frequency and shattering a wine glass, that's basically what radionics does. So if you have a person's frequency, and my device utilizes small little bottles of water. The water holds the frequency. So if you want to remove a virus from somebody's liver, you put the person's frequency in the machine along with the frequency of liver, and then you put the frequency of the virus, and the machine is going to vibrate out the frequency of the virus within the liver. It works pretty good. I find that working with raw energy with the pyramids works a lot better. But what I like to use the radionic device for is to charge things. So I have a whole bunch of different types of wristbands that I market, one for sleep that works extraordinary. I've got a female hormone balancer that works absolutely wonderful. And then I've got various other ones that work really well. And what I do is I charge the wristband with a frequency to do whatever. So the one for sleep will have melatonin. It'll have an insomnia frequency in it to remove insomnia. It'll have an anxiety frequency to remove anxiety so your brain stops spinning while you're trying to sleep. So that's what I like to use the radionics for. It works really, really well. I don't really use it much for healing anymore because the tools do so much better.
Oh, that's interesting. So they're like bracelets that you would use, and they have these different, what do you call it? They're programmed with these different frequencies for whatever you need, like the sleep, the stress, what have you.
Correct.
And you just put one of these on, and that's it.
And away you go. That's right.
That's cool. Okay. Really interesting. So you've really developed a lot in the healing.
I've taken a
in
a
your
big
own way.
I've taken a big long look at the way things are done in the alternative and energy business. I've seen a lot of people come and go as charlatans, so people who are going to promise that they're going to help you and then you end up signing up under a multi-level marketing scheme, and now you're spending all this money not getting help. You know, I've seen all of that, and I said, I'm not going to be like that. I want to be really honest. I want to be upfront, and I want to help people. When you see people who charge, $500-$600 for a session, I've heard of people charging $4,000 for a session. To me, that's just all greed and ego, and that doesn't need to be in this type of business. My intent is that my business.
Hello. Oh my God. Chris?
Yes.
I lost you for a minute there. I'm sorry.
Oh.
You were talking and that was it. There was nothing else. I mean, you said the words, maybe you said the dirty words. You said greed and ego.
Those are dirty words.
They are dirty words, because anyone who gets into any kind of business with that intention, greed and ego, it's all me. I want to make all the money I can. And this is a great scheme, like most of the MLMs work on. I'm going to make me a million now, fast. They never work. They usually work for the two guys who got the idea. And then they brought all the suckers down the line into it, and they'll tell you, you bring in this one and your upline, your downline, all your lines. And to me, those lines just translate into suckers. And the people who have all these fishing lines trying to get these people, I really don't think a lot of them step back and think, wait a minute, I'm trying to get me some suckers, which makes me the sucker for the guy above me. And it's like, what are you doing? It's like a while back somebody said to me, because I would tell people, look, if they had really, really bad chronic conditions and I thought that Reiki would help them on a daily basis and kind of like that was all they needed, I'd say, you know what, come to me. I'll attune you for Reiki level one. It's good to use for yourself and you'll be fine. We do this as a to help you, because that's why I'm in what I do. And I don't want to say the business, the healing business. I want to help people. I feel this is why I'm here. This is why God put me on this earth. I'm here to help people. So the healing I do, the facilitation of healing that I do and the classes I teach and everything, the lectures, the counseling sessions, it's all part of healing. So I love it when I hear someone else say, I just want to do it for the healing. I'm sincere in what I bring to the public and what I bring to people. I just want to make people well. I'm not in this to, I don't want you to be here next week. Chris Taylor, a millionaire, because his business is booming. And, that's not what you're about, because obviously, you've got your ego in check, and you're not a greedy person, and you're a true, authentic person who wants to help, which is great.
Correct.
Why are you teaching these people Reiki? You could have them for customers. And I said, no, that's greedy. That's coming from a really bad place. Yeah.
That's
so you're coming from a really good place.
Well, I want so badly to be able to help. I do take on some clients at no charge. People got no money. They call me and they're like, please help me. How do you say no? You just can't. So, I do take on clients, some for free, or we do make an agreement of some kind. And I just want to help people. That's the bottom line.
Right, exactly. And thank you for reminding me, Chris. I have to remind our listeners that you all know, if you listen to me weekly, I have a page on Facebook, and this page is called Reiki Ward. Just look for the page under Reiki and Ward, as in hospital ward, W-A-R-D. And it is a page that was established to give distance healing free of charge to anyone anywhere in the world. We will send Reiki and healing to anyone, any person, any animal. We've done animals. If you have a situation, whatever, please write to us and post on Reiki Ward. Tell us what your situation is, what the illness is, what you would like us to send Reiki to, and you've got it. It's all free, and it's available wherever, you know, there's an internet, and you can post a request. So we are here for you 24/7. We have a caller, so I'm going to take this caller. Hang on 1 second. Good evening, 718. You're joining Rose and Chris Taylor.
Hey, Rose. It's Joe. I had originally called you for that split second that you kind of, you know, disappeared from the airwaves, but then you came back. And as I'm listening to the program, I'm very fascinated by all this material that you're speaking about. Of course, I understand energy, but I really have learned a new degree from this gentleman speaking tonight. It's fascinating what he does and what he's talking about. As myself, I remember from early childhood as a spiritualist medium and practicing, when we were younger, we used to charge glasses of water, you know, through meditation and prayer with universal energy. Of course, at the time, I didn't know about Reiki and all these modulations of energies or their technical names. But as spiritualists, we believed in, you know, the healing energies of the universe, and spirit would charge glasses of water. And then as crystals became popular in the 60s and 70s, we also worked with a lot of crystals. But it's really fascinating what he's talking about. I'm really going to go on his webpage after the program and maybe get in touch. And really, really, really is wonderful information. I'm so pleased to listen to this program tonight. It's really been an eye-opener to many of the different modulations of healing and work with energy. Like I said, I'm supposed to be the student of yours at Reiki. I've found so much more and added to my own psychic and spiritual work, but this really is fascinating work, and I really, really hunger to know it more and learn more of it. So I'm going to continue listening to the program. Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Chris? Because he's right here with us.
Not at this point. I just want to listen to him and all the information that he's giving us. Maybe I'll call back before the program is over if I have a question.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful speaking to you, Rose. Okay. Later.
All right, Joseph.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Oh, wow. Okay, Chris, are you still here with me?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I don't trust these phones and the computer and everything. Another thing you do that I find interesting is you do what I do, the foot bath detox. Now, do you have a lot of people coming to you for that?
I've got a fair amount of people who are addicted to them, let's say. That's how I got started in this whole business is by doing foot bath detoxes. And I would take these machines to people's houses, and there would be, you know, five or six people lining up to do them, and people would have parties focusing around these foot baths. So that's how we got started. They still work very, very well. It is a really good treatment to remove toxins from your body. If you're trying to get off of a toxic medication or trying to quit smoking or something like that, they're really good for helping in that process.
Well, I got to tell you, the first time I tried this, because I will not do anything to anyone that I haven't done to myself, my own guinea pig. And the first foot bath I had, I couldn't believe the amount of energy I had after the foot bath.
Oh, yes.
It was like, wow.
Well, what a foot bath does is it puts negative ions back into your body. Negative ions are the good ions. Those are the ions you pick up from the earth when you walk barefoot, okay?
Right,
so they're a grounding type of energy.
Right. So it was amazing. It was, you know, I really, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, foot bath, we'll see. You know, if this works, this will be great. I don't think I anticipated it to work as well as it did. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So, wow. I like Joseph said, I mean, I had gone to your website to take a look at it, and I was reading up on you, and I'm like, wow, this sounds great. And I like everything you did. I'm like, you know, this guy is like, he's making a fruit salad out of energy healing and energy work because there's all these different things that, you know, he's doing. And, they seem to be working very well.
They are working very well for me, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the things that you came up with, now the The sun ring, the neutralization ring, the pyramid. These are all your own inventions?
No, these are all tools that there's a fellow in Alberta, Canada, who makes them, and he's the guy who does the energy grid clearing. So these are all tools that he's developed. He makes them all. They're all 14-karat gold-plated and platinum-plated tools, and his own energy goes into them when he makes them. So if you can imagine that one of the highest people of energy making these tools, that they are very, very huge. You know, I do have one of these tools with me right now. It's a triple pyramid with some crystals in it. And what I can do for you is I can run some energy through the system, and anybody who's listening can actually feel the energy coming through. You want to give it a try?
Of course.
Okay. I kind of figured you'd say that.
Yeah, as they say, okay. Let it rip. This will be good.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold the pyramid over the microphone. And I'm going to intend to run the wet flame, the violet flame of the Swef, and do a mass general energy healing on anybody who is listening.
Cool.
The violet flame of the Swef is a very strong energy. So let's run this. And what people are going to feel is a tingling. You might feel a little bit dizzy, or you might feel... A pulsing. There it goes. Okay, so I just ran that energy. Now when you archive this show, that energy is going to stay in the archive, and anybody who listens to it is going to feel it.
Cool. I have to tell you, I don't know if it started the minute you put the pyramid over the mic, or because I'm an energy worker, I'm ultra sensitive. But I started to feel energy at the base of my spine traveling all the way up and then back down again.
Right.
So it was like you cleared my midline.
Nice.
It was weird.
So the energy went wherever it needed to go. Yeah, the energy went wherever it needed to go.
Well,
so if anybody else listening felt something, you know, let us know. Call in and let us know.
Guys, definitely, those of you who are listening to us, if you felt anything when Chris put the pyramid over the microphone and sent out that general healing to all my listeners, let me know what you felt. And I got a feeling I'll hear from some energy people who will have felt that as quickly as I did. It's unbelievable, the speed.
Yes, and that's the power of the tools. They just amplify things so much. A lot of people look at me and say, well, why can't you do it with your hands? Well, I can do it with my hands, but the tools make it so fast and efficient. When you have somebody in your office and you have an hour to spend with them, you want to get as much done as you can. So, you know, instead of spending 20 minutes doing a clearing, you spend 20 seconds doing a clearing, right? So it just speeds it up that much.
Now, you were saying the violet flame of the Swef? What is that? I've never heard that.
Yes. There's a lot of terminology that my guides and my pendulum give me, and basically the violet flame of the Swef is the diamond flame, and I believe it's highest harmonic gold light mixed together, and it creates this other energy. So when you intend that energy, it works at a much higher frequency than just a diamond flame or blue light or highest harmonic gold light.
And the word you're using is Swep, S-W-E-P, like Peter?
No, it's S-W-E-F, as in Frank.
Oh, S-W-E-F. Yeah, I've never heard that word before. Interesting.
Yeah, you know what? It was just fed to me, and I always go with whatever my guides and my pendulum tell me to do. And sure enough, yes, it does work. There is validity to that phrase.
All right, now, honestly here, Chris, you sound and you look, I'm sure you're much younger than I am. However, have you always listened to your guides and what spirit has told you, or did you kind of buck them a little?
There are some things where you take with a grain of salt, of course, because, you know, their interpretation of what's going on down here is a little different than ours.
Right.
You know, if they tell me to do something that's a little obscure, it's like, no, sorry, guys, it ain't going to happen. But when it comes to healing, any kind of healing energy, I listen to. When they say, you know, that the end of the world is coming, you better hide under a rock, No, I'm not going to be doing that, okay? You do have to take things. Now, every time that my guides do say something like that, it's an interpretation. It's just like in the Bible where there's parables and you've got to interpret things. Same thing with a lot of advice that your guides try to give you. Now, I've done a mass clearing of all my guides. I used to have about 25. Now I'm down to about 2 or 3. So I've got a lot of good material coming in, or good information coming in that I can use a lot more efficiently.
Yeah, because I'm guilty. I got to say, I have fought my guides since the day that, you know, I was aware of them. And it took me, I swear, it took me 50-something years before I said, okay, I'll listen. Because I, quite frankly, I was sick and tired of being beaten up because I was always, you know, they say white, I'd say black, I'd be wrong, and I'd get beat up. And, you know, so it's like, no, I guess I'd better listen because I've got enough proof that every time I go against what, you know, I'm impressed to do, or I'm told to do, or, you know, it's not working. So now I pretty much do it. I think I'm down to about 98%. There's still that 2% in me that goes, ah, nah, come on. But I think Joseph is back with us. Let me see. I see someone here.
Sure,
Joseph,
now.
Is that you?
Now I'm pretty much
there. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Joseph?
Yes, it's me again. I called you because for a split second you went off the air, just for a split second, and then you continued. But I also wanted to comment, just as your guest was starting to talk about sending the energy from the pyramid, I got a tingling of my left arm, and it continued as he was describing the flame, the energy of the flame that he was sending. So I really felt the energy surge. I just wanted
I
to share that
you,
with
I
you,
told,
all right?
I told,
and,
I, hang on,
and I hear you loud and clear.
All right, hang on, Joseph. Don't go away. I
okay.
Told Chris, did I not, that somebody would be calling in? I knew that,
oh, yeah.
You know, either my students or other energy workers were going to feel it.
Oh, 100%. Every time I do this on a radio show, people are like, wow, what was that? What was that jolt that just went up my spine?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, well, I felt that it went up my left arm. Even before you started to say it, it went right up my left arm.
Yeah, I mean, from the minute he
wonderful.
Said, I'm going to hold the pyramid over the mic at the base of my spine, I felt this energy just go whoop, right up to the
yep,
base
it started
of my
up
skull.
My left arm. Went right up, crawled up my left arm. And I'm lefty anyway, so I don't know if that has any correlation, but it worked that way with me.
Well, we have instant confirmation that this works. If anybody out there was going, yeah, right, this guy's going to do a healing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I had perfect faith. I mean, I know this works. So to me, I definitely had, I hung on his every word and believe it. But before I even said that he was going to do that, the energy started to surge. So it's definitely in the ethers. The energy is there. And it's a very powerful program, Rose.
And
very
this
powerful.
Is definite, and this is definitely proof positive, I have to say. When you are real, authentic, you believe in what you do, and you're doing it from your heart, and you're doing it from your soul, and you're walking your talk,
right.
It works.
You
well, have
the universe
success,
definitely will
works.
Cooperate. Exactly. The energies are there. The universe is there for you. And if you're in the light and you're a worker of light and pure energy worker and with good intent, you're going to get all the benefits of the universal forces to help you, your guides, spirit, angels, whatever you want to call them. They will all be there for you.
Amen.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. All right, guys, I'll let you continue, and I'll just listen in. If I have any comments,
okay.
I'll call you back. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, it's amazing, Chris. It's like I noticed this works even more and more. I mean, lately, today I had a completely magical day. Things were just flowing, and it was like raining. It was, I don't know how to explain this, but today was like an absolutely fantastic day. It was raining good luck and blessings on me all day today. And
nice.
It's amazing because you can feel the flow. You're like, yeah, I'm in flow. Woohoo.
Well, yesterday was a super moon and the alignment with the solstice is coming up on Saturday. So there is a lot of charge within the atmosphere right now.
Yeah, well, I know the energy leading up to this moon from last night was I thought I was going to spin right off the planet. They were very intense, very, very intense. And, yeah, and I'm really, I can't wait for the solstice. I think Saturday is going to be a really, beautiful day, energetically speaking, among other things.
Yeah, well, my information I keep getting is that it is the start of the fifth dimension consciousness coming in, and we've been waiting a long, long time for that. You know, some people may feel a flu-like symptom. Some people may get dizzy. Some people may get a bit of vertigo. Some people will just sail right through it. I do a lot of clearings and connections for people to prepare for this event, and they're the ones who are going to just sail through it and not have a problem. So on Saturday, you know what, people might want to just be aware that something might happen and not to overreact to it.
Right, and a lot of times, especially as we go toward the end of this year, I'll just get the feeling where something just says to me, your spirit says to me, you know, just chill. And I'm like, huh? Because I'm really not the kind of person who chills. I'm always looking to do something, whether it be working, studying. You know, I'm a doer. I'm not a, okay, there's the couch.
Right.
So I'm like, chill, really? Like, chill? And it's like, yes, okay, chill. And it's like, okay. And I'll listen to that. And I think what people don't realize sometimes is we're impressed or guided to relax, to chill, because everybody, I don't know, I mean, the big term is multitask. You know, they want people doing 100 things at one time, wherein that's the most detrimental thing you can do. You really have to just be in the moment, do one thing at a time, be focused on the one thing you're doing, you know, to be in your center, so to speak. So, but a lot of people, self-included, what do you mean chill? But I find when I do that, I think I assimilate to the energies coming through a lot better and a lot more easier, or a lot more ease than had I not chilled, so to speak.
Well, there's no anxiety and confusion.
Yeah.
And that sympathetic nervous system has calmed down, and there's no anxiety.
Right, and it's why a lot of hospitals now started using Reiki, because they found that the Reiki before surgery, the Reiki calms the patient down, and when their body is calm and they have released all the anxiety and stress and stressors and what have you, the surgery itself goes better. And then coming out of surgery, when Reiki is being done, there's no tension and nervousness and anxiety in the body, or in your aura and your auric bodies, the healing starts a lot quicker and is a lot faster than without.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife and I were having our second child at the end of January, and you can rest assured I'm going to have a bunch of energy tools in that delivery room, calming everything down.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Your wife will kill me for saying this, but shame you can't have video going while, you know. Yeah. Energy tools in the delivery room. That's great.
Oh, yeah, I brought them for the first one, and it worked. It helped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would imagine it does, and yeah, great idea. Wonder if you could work with some hospitals on getting that in there.
Well, you know what? Once I get an invitation, I'll never walk and knock on a hospital's door and say, you want me to work for you? They have
right.
to come and ask me, of course. So this work that I'm doing, there's so many different things that I can target with it. Because I get specific with the charts and, you know, I can really dig deep to find out what's going on, I do a lot of work with people with fertility issues. My wife, for example, two miscarriages, and then all of a sudden I did some work. Now we've got a two-year-old boy, and it only took one try to get pregnant for the second one. I have helped quite a few people with fertility issues. I worked on people with law of attraction problems. How come some people can manifest whatever they want, but other people can think of what they want or make a vision board and things happen in reverse? So I actually go into the bodies where the law of attraction sits, the manifestation matrix, do clearings out of there, and it tends to help. So basically, I go for and tackle any and all health problems, any and all spiritual problems whatsoever. There's absolutely nothing that can stand in my way when you're using this method that I developed. That's the beauty of it, is that it just opens the door to everything and anything.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I bet a lot of people are glad about that because, yeah, you know, you listen to some people and they say, yeah, I did the whole thing with the law of attraction and I built the vision board and I have everything up there and it's not working. It's just not working. I mean, no matter what
right.
I do, I have no success. And they think it's them. They think there's something, well, there is something wrong from what you're saying. It's like you got to go in and clear that. And they're
exactly.
unaware.
Yeah, the biggest culprits lately, like up until about a couple months ago, there was a lot of issue with aliens, okay? Zeta Reticuli, gray aliens were a real big problem. Now, if you're a person who reads the Bible, I don't really thump the Bible at all, but my guides keep on telling me to read the book of Revelations. That's one of the most pertinent books there is right now, and it talks about God's plan. Well, we just went through a series of God's plan where God came down and he cleared the earth of all of these negative species of extraterrestrials from different dimensions that are causing havoc within our life. Right now, the biggest thing that's going on is spirits, like people who have passed away, but their spirit hasn't crossed over, and they're causing havoc. They're getting in to our bodies, our chakra systems, and they're causing the health problems. And the spirits, I call them the poltergeists, are a big part of voodoo and black magic that a lot of people practice. So clearing out these spirits is a huge, huge problem. And sometimes trying to find them is even a bigger problem because they can hide, they can deceive, that type of thing. So the poltergeists, the spirits, are a huge issue right now. And pretty soon they're also going to be gone. So things are going to get a lot easier for society as a whole. Wars may all of a sudden be a thing of the past. Hunger and poverty could, you know, become something that is no longer there just because these spirits are going to be taken off planet.
Yeah, and I know they're also talking a lot about now, from now to the end of the year, people don't realize it's a proactive, you have to take part in your own awakening, your own enlightenment. If you don't want to, or if you fight the impressions you get, because some people say, yeah, well, I don't have spirit guides, I'm not intuitive, I'm not, you know. But you know what? Everybody gets gut feelings. I don't care who you are. You know, your solar plexus is like your homing device. That's your connection to the divine, and you do get fed information through there. And if you don't, as I said, get the message that you have to make certain changes to your life, then, as they say, you're going down because, you know, you'll get enough chances and enough clues and enough, hey, do this. And if you keep ignoring it and keep ignoring it, and if you keep repeating the patterns in your life that they haven't worked for you up until now, you know deep in your subconscious they're not working, but you keep doing them because this is, like they say, get out of your comfort zone because this is what you feel comfortable with, or this is what you've convinced yourself is going to work. Like I think you said at the beginning of the show, you really need to bust out of the box. And
yes.
Just forget about the box. Run out into the pasture and do what comes naturally. do what your gut tells you. Do what your heart tells you. You know, live from a place of reality, not from the stuff you've been told. And now, a question. You said voodoo, black magic, whatever. I know there are people who say, ah, you know, all that black magic, voodoo and stuff. If you don't believe in it, it can't harm you. Or if you pray to God, you're okay. What's your opinion on that?
Well, voodoo and black magic, if you look at the work that you and I do, that's white magic, okay?
Right.
So people can utilize the same type of energy, which is a darker energy, and make changes that way. So they're harnessing basically at a root level, the power of the devil, and then all of the demons and different poltergeists and different dark aspects of what energy is, and they're making things happen. Now, I've got one client in Florida who knew she's under a witchcraft voodoo attack by somebody who is her boyfriend's mother, okay, of all people. So when I started working with her, I realized how strong this really was. And I got the history of this woman, and apparently she's had 15 babies from 15 different men, used 3 of the babies for sacrifices, and all of the boys that she has, she uses them to find girlfriends, and then she gets connected to the girlfriend and then controls the soul. So the more souls that this person can control, the more points she gets in hell. So she's going to be higher up in ranking when she goes to hell. I mean, what an existence. Now, also, you know, voodoo and black magic can be as simple as a negative thought. So if you're jealous of somebody or you don't like somebody or something and you keep on thinking negatively about them or you talk about this person behind their back, that is going to create some type of spell or curse within their body, and it's going to cause an illness or cause bad luck or something like that. So I've looked at voodoo and black magic from one end of the spectrum completely to the other. And to understand it, first of all, I actually did talk with some voodoo priests, you know, about their theories on things. And they, of course, you have to go swim in the ocean of booga booga and put honey all over yourself and turn in a circle 10 times every night for the next 2 months. And it's going to cost you $2,000. You know, I looked at that as, okay, that's a cultural thing, because every culture has got their own type of black magic type stuff. And
yes,
I found that they're all different. So I boiled it down to what it really is. And it's just somebody doing energy work at a negative level, at a deceptive level, and it's also just negative thought. Case in point, an uncle of mine, he looked at me and says, okay, Chris, show me this crazy stuff you do. So I said, okay, Mike. I says, do you have any health problems? He goes, yeah, you know what? I've got this pain in my shoulder blades, in between my shoulder blades, but it's only there when I go to sleep at night, and then I can't sleep. I got to take a whole bunch of Tylenol and so I can sleep. So I says, okay, let me take my pendulum and find out what it is. And I, you know, doused, and I looked at him. I says, Mike, you got a voodoo curse. He goes, what? A voodoo curse? Give me a break. And he goes, oh, wait a minute. That damn ex-wife of mine, she hates me. So I removed the curse, and sure enough, that night he slept fine, and he hasn't had that pain ever since.
My God, yeah. People don't realize how people can really mess you up, whether it's that, you know, you encounter somebody who, like you said, just thinks something negative of you, or a lot of times people will get in relationships with people and not realize that whatever relationship they're in, for whatever reason, you know, sometimes there's no way to part amicably or part without,
right,
what is it, repercussions. I mean, I had a friend who was in a relationship with a female, and he, I don't know if they had gotten romantic or I don't know if they got physical or whatever, but anyway, she was a far way away from him, but, you know, energy travels. So here was this energy, and she was madly in love with him, and he had professed how madly in love with her he was, and whatever. This is all on these social media things. And when he broke things off with her, he had said to me, you know, I broke everything off with so-and-so, but I think she's doing voodoo to me, or she's doing something to me. And it was like, okay. And I kind of looked at him oracle, and I said, you know what? I'm seeing that she definitely is doing something to you, and there's a shard stuck in your left calf. And I recommended, you know, for him to go to this local shaman, and I said, you know, he can help you. But people don't realize that everything you do has a repercussion, a price or whatever, and you got to be careful who you deal with, what you do, how close you get to people, because you very succinctly said it could be as little as a negative thought aimed in someone's mind toward you, toward your energy field. That's it. Yeah. I mean, they don't have to run around with chicken feathers and, you know, sorts of black cats or whatever. It's just one negative thought coming your way. That's it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I mean, like we were talking about too, you know, people who get into arguments a lot, all the toxins from arguing, fighting, the stuff you say when you argue and you fight, what you say to each other and whatever, those are like little bombs that are just, you know, being shot off like a round from a 347 Magnum. And I do everything in my possibility not to get into arguments. I'll just say, look, I'm not doing this. No.
Yeah. You know, my wife and I, we've been married, I think, 4 years now. I can't remember the last time we ever argued. I'm sure we've had a 2 minute disagreement, but as far as an argument, it's just never happened. And I've never been so happy in my life. You know, my first wife, we used every day is like, okay, what are we going to argue about today? What are we going to fight about? And it was just miserable. But now life is so easy. When you're not always beating your head against somebody else's words, it's such an easy way to live.
And people don't understand. I mean, yeah, temper. I have a really bad temper. Well, you know, I like to think it's not that bad now, but it was really back in like 2000, 2003. I used to call myself the Tasmanian Devil because I was going through paces in my marriage and stuff came up and there were issues and, you know, I was sitting here blaming my ex-husband. I'm sure he was blaming me and the argument was going on. And I just got to a point where I said, this has got to stop, because me looking at me as the Tasmanian Devil in the cartoons, that was not a pretty picture. So I said, you know what, I got to do something about this. So I went for therapy and found out what my issues were or whatever, because my spirit guide had said to me, yeah, it's nice you're sitting here blaming him, but what about you? Where's your blame? It's in there. You better look at it. And that's when I said, you know, I got to face myself in the mirror and I have to look at this. Definitely, there's blame on both sides. It's not all him. It's not all me, whatever. But I did the work and I came out, and that a lot of that helped with my anger and my anger issues, and which is why today, again, I will not get into an argument. I refuse. I'll cut the conversation off there. I'm not going to argue with you, because if you do disagree, and you basically just said, you know, there's a way to talk to a person and come to an agreement, or the agreement solely that you agree to disagree. But yelling at somebody, putting pressure on somebody, fighting with somebody, stopping talking to somebody, like how many people, if you don't do what they want, they shut you out. They won't talk to you. Well, I always tell everyone that communication is the key to a successful relationship. You can't have a relationship if you're not going to talk to a person. And that could be a business relationship, a friendship, a romantic or a marriage relationship. You have got to communicate. And I find a lot of times people are afraid to communicate because they've already made up in their mind what the other person is going to say, how the other person is going to judge them. So they're afraid. But it's, to me, it's worth a crapshoot. Like I said to a friend of mine once, if you hold the dice in your hand and you don't throw them, you don't know whether you're going to win a lot of money or if you're going to lose. Now, the thing is, throw them, because if you win, you're winning money. Okay, fine. If you lose, well, then you know what you have to do. You know, then you go to plan B. But if you stand there like a fool and you just hold these dice, where are you going? Nowhere. So, you know, it's the fear. Fear is crippling. It really is.
Yeah, and generally fear is just fear of the unknown, okay? You don't have to put yourself in fear mode for anything. Fear is all fear of the unknown.
And you know what? It all comes down to you have success, unconditionally loved, and it's amazing how many people do not. I mean, a lot of people talk about it, but do they actually practice it? unconditionally love and unconditionally forgive. And the thing that gets in the way, Chris, of unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness, I bet you know what that is.
What's that?
Got a guess? the ego.
The ego, yeah. Some good old ego.
Good old ego. That's what gets in the way, because you can't unconditionally love if your ego is saying, yeah, but if you love that person, what's in it for you? And
yeah, for sure.
You can't forgive if you'd want to forgive and your ego is going, no, we'll look weak. We'll look small. No. So, I mean, that ego is like the monster that has to get slain.
Well, you know what? We are egotistical types of people, just as we're hormonal people. And an ego has its place.
Right.
But you have to learn to control it and know when to let it come out and say hi once in a while.
Well, as I say, everything in moderation. Ego in moderation
is sure.
Fine. However, ego out of control is just, it's a disaster waiting to happen. We have Joseph back with us again. I'm going to bring him on.
Hi,
Joseph. We're back.
Yeah, honey. Listen, your program is way over time, so we're going to have to do this again. I wanted to touch on that voodoo stuff, and I wanted to ask your host and your guest, is he talking about Hollywood voodoo on TV with pins and needles and all that, you know, Hollywood fake stuff, or is he talking about African religions and, you know, which, you know, I know a lot about that, so, you know, to make the distinction. A lot of people think that all kind of black magic is voodoo. Voodoo is an African religion, as well as, you know, Santeria and Brazilian Candomblé, all those are religions, so I don't know, a lot of people might misunderstand where he's coming from with that topic.
What I'm coming from is, like, I use the word voodoo just as a term to describe that if somebody is
I realize that what you're saying, and I understand both terminologies, because lots of people think,
can I interject here a second? Joseph, hang on one second.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, we added an extra half hour tonight.
Oh, you did? Okay. I was afraid that you were way over there. This is good, but I want to touch on the subject of voodoo and African religion, which is really not the topic we're on. But a lot of people, like yourself, who just mentioned it in the terminology that you're using, think that anything that has to do with negativity, black magic, spells, sticking pins, lighting black candles is voodoo. And that's not always the case, because I also am a priest of African religion, and I know very well, you know, the different modalities of African religion. So I just wanted to clarify that not, like you said, what I love you pointed out was that negative thoughts, even thinking negative towards a person, that is the worst kind of black magic or dark magic, sending negative thoughts, negative energy. It is really all about energy. But to clarify, voodoo is a religion which the Haitians practice, the Congolese people of Africa practice, and many parts of, you know, Western Nigeria, as well as Candomblé, Santeria. So these are African religions that do use a candle magic or different forms of energy work, but not necessarily negative or evil. So I just wanted to make a, you know, distinction between that. But I know what you meant. I really do take it in a positive light what you meant. Okay,
Thank you.
Was my comment.
Well, yeah, because like we were saying, you know, even in negative thought, it's not just voodoo, it's negative thought. And then I added, you know, it's
exactly.
Even arguing, because when you're arguing, you know, you're going up against this person who now has become your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, you know, and all of that toxicity, venom, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to
I mean,
call
anger,
it.
Hatred, grudges. All that negativity and holding of grudges, it poisons yourself. It poisons the body temple, which is the temple of the spirit. And, of course, negative thoughts are energy. Thoughts are things. And just like you wanted, like you spoke earlier about having a board or goal board, a clipboard, or putting your goals to manifest things. If you're holding on to negative energy, especially anger, causes sickness, causes stomach troubles, causes, after 30 years, it can cause cancer, crawling across the pancreas. If you're holding on to those toxic poisons in your body develop because of the anger and holding on to resentments and grudges, oh, he did this to me and I can't get over it. Well, you better get over it. And this is what Jesus spoke about, not to get religious for a moment, talking about the Bible earlier, but what he tried to teach the people was you must forgive and let go. So you disassociate yourself from the negative energy towards the other person and for yourself. More the forgiveness is for yourself, not so much even the other person, which is beautiful that you forgive them and release them into the grace and light of Spirit of God. But you must let go of your negativity because it hurts you more than anybody else. So this
and
is
so
where black
people...
magic in itself is ridiculous and dangerous because it goes back to the root, you know, goes home to roost, to the originator. That's why it makes no sense to do anything negative towards your brother. We are all connected. And that's
so
my comment, and I'll listen to the rest
so
of the show.
People, they don't realize that because I remember I had said to my ex-husband, you know, things were getting really, you know, messy in the court and the divorce, and I said, you know what? I couldn't take it anymore, so I forgave him. I'm like, you know, God, I can't carry this angst anymore.
Right.
So
let go and let God, exactly.
Yes, and it was such a release that I felt. It was, I'm telling you, it was healing. It was wonderful. So the next time I spoke to him, I said, look, you have to forgive me. I can't. And I said, well, don't do it for me, but please do it for you. And
yeah,
I
yeah. Well,
say,
I saw pictures of him lately. It didn't do him too good if he didn't let go.
I don't know if he did or not, but, you know. So,
yeah, okay. No, I know. It is. And people don't understand really. And, again, it's all back to we are energy. The whole universe is cosmos energy, and we're all part of that, and we're children of the universe and of the cosmos. And you have to really, really be upbeat and positive and loving because that's really what it's all about. What do you want to call it? The great spirit, God, the creator, Father God, Mother God, is love. And if you don't really send that love to yourself and imbue it and spread it around, you know, to the globe and the universe, I mean, really, that's what's going to heal us and save us, really. As he spoke earlier about revelation, I like that also. But really, the crux of it is about love. Loving yourself, your being, your divinity, that you're creating the likeness and image of the divinity, and loving God and your fellow man, because we are all brothers and sisters under one creator creatrix.
Which
so be it. So much
to
that, and amen.
Okay, amen. Which brings me to a question. Chris, have you ever worked with people who said to you, hey, Chris, can you do anything? My self-esteem is in the toilet. I don't love myself. Can you help me love myself? Can you do some kind of energy healing that can help me to accept myself for who and what I am and love myself?
Yes, there's absolutely lots that you can do. And there again, it's just clearing of certain bodies, of certain energies. Now, when I look at the aura, okay, I look at a much bigger picture. I put all these other different bodies in with it. So when you're doing Reiki, what do you work with, 8 different bodies or something like that?
4 different bodies. You've got the
four different
bodies.
So I work, I work with about 50. Okay, and there's probably even a few more. So I consider, you know, the soul as part of the aura, all of your energy matrix. That's
right,
what I really look
right.
at the aura as. So I'll go into, you know, of course, the causal body and the emotional body, but I'll look inside the soul. I'll look in your etheric template. I'll look in all these other areas, you know, your different levels of consciousness. I'll even look within your free will. I'll look within a holographic body and see where there's disruption or where there's disconnect within the energy in your body. And then when you line everything up and then plug everything back into the kingdom of heaven and God, then all of a sudden lights go on and people start to, you know, realize, okay, there is something good to look forward to, and now they can start living a life again.
Yeah. I find a lot of people battle with that self-love, you know, whether it's because they've had always been put down as a child or whatever it is, and they just, they can't love themselves. And a lot of the counseling I do, people come to me and like, when am I going to find someone? And I said, well, you have to give up this desperation to find someone, thinking that that person is going to make your life better. You want to find in that person what you're not even looking for within yourself. First go there and find out, you know, find what you're looking for within you. And then you go out and you share that with someone.
What I found a lot that works good is looking into people's past lives. Quite often they're paying off karmic debt in this life, And that's what the whole cause of, let's say, not being able to find somebody to love or to spend your life with, or to find that right job, or to have, be financially independent. Quite often we are paying off a karmic debt.
That's also true, and that comes to play, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like it is easy, and at the same time, it's not as easy, as you'd like it to be. It's easier than
right.
It looks, but it's not as easy as you would like it to be. We're always working. It's like you always have to do the work.
Yeah, that's not easy.
Yeah, no, but it's doable. It's definitely doable. Sometimes you say, God, now what? But it's doable. So
it is. You can understand. You can understand what's going on and make the connections. Okay, this is why this is happening. Then it's a lot easier to deal with. So now the stress has gone over it, and you can find ways to get around it and to really deal with it.
Yeah, and it's like I was talking to a friend of mine tonight, and I said to her last week, I think it was a week or week and a half ago, I was thinking about something or doing something, and I had a revelation. I realized that I had learned another lesson, and at the time, and I'm telling you right now, tonight, for whatever reason, I can't recall what it was. I know I learned the lesson. It was like, boom, you got it. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know I needed it, but yeah, you're right. And whatever it was like, wow, I learned another lesson. Yeah. And this was a lesson that I needed to learn. And I'm so glad that I got it. And, she said, do you remember what it was? I said, no, it's in there somewhere, but tonight I can't, but it's that aha moment where, we don't know the lessons that we need to learn and what we've come into this present life to learn. But when we get it, when you get it, you realize it,
And it is an aha moment. It's like the light went on, and you just know that this is something you've been looking for a long, long time, and there it finally is.
Exactly, yeah. So let me make this little announcement. For anyone who wants to call in, we've got about 10, 15 minutes left to the show. The number here is 347-677-0699. And we are talking to Chris Kaler here, Holistic Energy Practitioner. And I would just like to let you guys know, if you're looking for my website, that's www.violetrosereiki.com. And we're always adding new services and things, trying to bring everything possible for your healing and self-development and growth and well-being. We'd like you also to check out another website, sister website of ours. It's called iunamaste.com. iunamaste.com is all about spreading the love and spreading unity in the world, and just to make this place a better world to live in. It is their mission to promote love, unity, joy, respect, harmony throughout the world, using everyone's light within, which is really what Namaste is. And they have beautiful products that send the message of Namaste, of oneness, of togetherness, and harmony. You can check them out again, iunamaste.com. They have beautiful jewelry. They have candles. They have vibrational essence sprays, books, you name it. They've got it. And we will be right back. Thank you. And we are back. Chris, I'm just thinking, you said like poltergeists and what have you. You've seen the movie Ghost, haven't you?
Well, of course.
I think the world has seen that movie. you remember the, you know, how they would show you, and I remember watching these scenes going, yeah, I bet that really is the way it is. You know, when the bad people died, these little black figures came up from the street, you know, from down under and, you know, mumbled and dragged them down with them. And then when the good people died, you know, this beautiful light came from heaven and the stars, and, you know, it was like, yeah, that's what the good and bad thing is all about. And so what you're saying is there's kind of like these poltergeists running around like the little black guys wreaking havoc and dragging people off to hell, kind of.
Yeah, basically. What happens, what my experience of working with you know, different types of spirits, I use the word poltergeist a little loosely maybe, but that's what my guides in Pyramid guide me to, is to use that word. And poltergeist, in German, the word poltergeist means ghost that makes noise. So they're the ones that are causing problems. So when, if there's a poltergeist and they're wandering the earth and just, you know, checking things out, they can get taken by somebody practicing a dark intent, and then the poltergeist carries out the intent. So the poltergeist will actually go into the chakra system and stay there, and then start pulling the strings. So the person creating the dark magic will intend for infection to happen, will intend for pain to happen, and the poltergeist within the body will cause it to happen, okay? You know, there's also spirits that have left a person's body, and the spirit may not know they're dead yet, okay? So they'll inhabit somebody's body just to feel alive again. Quite often there are spirits that don't know the way to heaven. They don't know to go to the light. They don't know the way out because they were never taught, you know, at a younger age or anything. So they actually seek out people of energy as a conduit to be taken into the light. So I do have a few clients who, once every couple of weeks, they come to see me so I can clear out these spirits so that they can go into the light and this person's pain can go away. So that happens quite a bit. So the whole spiritual end of things, like the word spirit, you know, meaning the spirit of a person, it affects us in more ways than people will ever know. Whenever I do a clearing on somebody, if somebody has diabetes or MS or anything, they're going to be loaded up with spirits. They're going to be in places where the problem is being caused. So in MS, they're going to be within the nervous system. They're going to be causing a short circuit or that type of thing. And now, of course, your body is smart. So your body knows that there's something within it that shouldn't be there. And now your body is going to try and fight it in the way it does by activating the autoimmune system, by sending free radical cells, by doing different things, and then after a long period of time, your body's going to get fed up, and it's going to start giving you bigger symptoms. It's going to start smacking you in the back of the head, saying, go see somebody because you've got a problem that can't be dealt with on our level. So the whole spiritual realm is huge, and it is something that has to be addressed, and it has to be addressed at a very, very deep level. I even go as deep as working within the dark matter of somebody's body, which is all the spaces between the cells and the molecules, to clean things out. So sometimes you have to go really deep to find them and yank them out. It can even be from past lives that have come back with you. So yeah, there is a lot of digging involved, but once it does go, it really opens the door to really find the problem. So it's just like you're trying to find your golf clubs in your garage, and there's all this mess in front of them. You got to clean out the mess in front of the golf clubs to get the golf clubs.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, you say these spirits inhabiting people's bodies. Would you say that there are certain people who are just more prone to having this spirit traffic? Like, I would imagine empaths get a lot of this kind of stuff happening because they're so open and susceptible.
Yeah, empathic people, you know, I work with a lady in California about two or three times a week. And we do universal clearings, and we try to help cities and societies. And she just empaths everything that's within that she feels. and I always have to do 10 minutes of clearing on her just so that she doesn't hold on to things. So empathic people, they're, you know, clairvoyant people that don't really know what's going on and know how to clear it out or keep themselves protected, yeah, they really get hit. They, spirits like us shiny people, okay?
People
with high energy, that's what they like.
Yeah, it's funny because I always say all psychics are empathic. However, all empaths are not psychic.
Right.
But, you know, and if you're in this work, I mean, I've been doing this work for a long time, like 40 years or more. You know, I was just trained, and it's just second nature to me, that I have to keep the temple clean, the body, and I have to keep my surroundings clean. And it also goes into, you know, the people I associate with. I mean, I've had people come to my house and say, oh, my God, I love the vibration in your house. Can I just, like, come here to sit here, like, an hour, like, once a week or something? You know, just like, well, because I'm constantly clearing the house. I'm constantly, you know, I clean the house before sessions. I clear it after. Same thing with classes. When I'm doing counseling, whether it's on the phone or by Skype, after every counseling session, you know, I'll clear out. I do not drink alcohol. I try not to overdo any kind of food. I don't really eat a lot of meat. I consider myself a 90% vegetarian. I haven't gone the vegan road yet, but for all intents and purposes, I'm a 90% vegetarian. I do not habit malts. Malts just make me crazy. I try and shop in like these stores that are just on streets, so they're strip malls where you would get out of your car, go in a store, go back to the car. not a party animal either. I don't like to be in a lot of party situations or restaurants, bars, because again, it's the energy. It's like, oh God. So, I mean, if you are of this, like you said, if you are a shiny one, as they say, I think it's a good kind of lifestyle to lead. Not that you have to become a recluse or a monk or a nun, but you got to keep the vessel pretty clear.
It is important to maintain a lifestyle that reflects your beliefs. You know, you don't want to go see a dentist with rotten teeth. You don't want to go see an energy practitioner who's full of negativity and bad attitude and stuff like that. So yeah, you do have to walk the part, of course. I know myself, I have a coffee in the morning. I'll have a cheeseburger now and then. I'll have a couple vodkas now and then. I play in a band. I'm a drummer in a band, and the guys come over once a week, and we'll have a few drinks, and we'll get rocking and have a lot of fun.
But you balance it, and, you know, and you're ready to go again. Yeah, I believe in, you know, I'm not going to anybody for healing or anything else who looks like they're half dead, they're sick, they're just, they don't have the energy. No. Chris, I'm sorry they just gave me the 60-second mark, so we're going to be off air in 60 seconds, but I had a wonderful time talking with you tonight here on the show. I can guarantee you, if you're willing, I will have you back again.
I'll be here if you want me.
Okay,
no problem.
Cool. Great. Well, I hope my listeners enjoyed this discussion with you as much as I did, and I hope they will take a look at your website. Again, people, it's Chris Kehler, KEHLER.net. Check out the website. You'll find his YouTube on there. You'll find his Facebook page on there. And if anybody has any questions, by all means, ask me, email me on Facebook, Violet Rose Reiki, or email me at rose@violetrosereiki.com. Thank you very much again, Chris. Blessings. Namaste. Have a great rest of your evening.
Same back at you, Rose.